right, guys, what's going on? Back at you with another episode of Quarantine Football. And actually, today we are not even talking football. We got a collab episode today. Obviously, this week, one of the biggest sporting events in all of the country, March Madness, the NCAA tournament. And it's been about 2 years since we've had this. So very, very excited. Yeah, long time coming. And if y'all heard, my guest on the show today is my good friend Chris, who helps run our quarantine football, well, wouldn't even call it quarantine football, just quarantine college basketball page. Go give that a follow on Instagram at College Hoops Pod. They post great college content and, you know, got a couple connections with some players, which absolutely love him because taking after the master right here in a way. But yeah, Chris, you know, what's up, man?
Hey, everybody. It's good to be back. Good for the tournament to be here. I'm excited to make some picks today. You ready, Ryan?
Oh, this is my favorite sporting event. I think March Madness, you know, easily best sporting like event tournament in all of sports. And, you know, love making my brackets, love making those picks, getting those upsets correct. So, yeah, I mean, let's get into it. You know, initially off the bat, before we go through the whole bracket, I just want to ask you, who do you have winning the whole thing?
I mean, me, just like with everyone else in the country, I probably got the Zags from out west. I think any team that scores a lot has five different options in their starting line to score the ball is lethal. They had a little trip up against BYU in their conference championship, but I think that happens with any team that really hasn't been playing anyone. They have some nice wins over Iowa, Kansas, UVA, and West Virginia to start the season. I don't know. I like the Zags.
Yeah, you know, I'd pick Gonzaga, but thing is with Zaga, they kind of fucked me over last couple of years because I would always pick them to win the conference tournament or not the conference, the March Madness, and they would never win it. So
that's one of the things with Gonzaga, though. I mean, they play a lot of these teams in better conferences are just coming off their conference tournament they played within last week. Team like Gonzaga that comes from a smaller conference, they have a whole week off in between the tournament and their conference championship. It usually screws them over in the past, but I think this team's different.
Yeah, you know, they've beaten, like, in compared to past years, they've beat a lot of great teams, like Kansas, West Virginia, Iowa, teams like that, you know, top 10 teams. And, you know, I think that's a big difference between this team and past Gonzaga teams. Also, they have one of the best players, Jalen Suggs, who's an absolute beast, going to be a top five pick in the draft probably next year. But I just don't like Gonzaga as my winner. I do have them in the finals, though, going up against Illinois, and I have Illinois winning it all. I love Io, however you pronounce the last name. Everyone knows
Osumu.
Osumu, whatever it is. I'm terrible at pronouncing last names. And they also have my favorite player in all of college basketball, Coffee Cockburn, best last name in all of sports right now. But in all seriousness, you know, lethal duo. And I think Illinois is an absolute, you know, powerhouse of a team, and I got them winning it all this year. Also have our friend Tim with us right now, Chris's roommate. Tim, a little outsider opinion. Who do you have winning it all, man?
What's up, guys? I have Baylor this year. I think Baylor is a powerhouse. They did great in the Big 12 this year.
Only two losses the whole season.
So, I mean, I'm going Baylor. I think they're a great team and could beat anyone.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got three different winning teams in the circle, I would say, right now. If anyone didn't know, obviously everyone who listens to Quarantine Football knows I'm a big football guy, also a big NBA guy, but I know absolute jack shit about college basketball. I just do this for fun. Chris knows million times more than me, so I guess you would put this as I wouldn't say fan and expert, but just someone more knowledgeable compared to someone who just does this for fun and likes taking other people's money.
Flattery
in March.
Ryan, didn't you win your bracket group?
I have won the bracket group a couple of times. I'm usually pretty good at you know, picking the good matchups, and I don't even know how to describe it. Just decent at March Madness. But yeah, you know, let's start out with the West. You want to just like go through all of our picks and then analyze.
I'll go through mine first. That's cool. Let's hear yours first.
So starting out, we got Gonzaga versus whoever wins Norfolk and App State. Gonzaga, doesn't matter. This one I really like, Oklahoma versus Missouri. You know, this one is really up in the air, in my opinion. I think Oklahoma is going to go away with this, but honestly could go either way here. A lot of people in this matchup, Creighton versus UCSB, a lot of people picking UCSB just because Creighton has been cold lately, also had that bad loss to Georgetown, but I'm still going Creighton. I think they'll pull through with this one. This one I really like, UVA versus Ohio. Ohio had that really good point guard that everyone's been talking about lately. I have Ohio upsetting Virginia here as a 13 seed. Think that's going to happen. USC versus Wichita or Drake. I have USC taking that. Kansas versus Eastern Washington. We got Kansas, even though I hate Kansas in March. I think Kansas will win this one. Oregon versus VCU. This one, again, a little bit of a toss-up in my opinion. VCU, great, great team. Actually had a player on that team currently who played locally for me, Jameer Watkins, you know, absolute stud. But I have Oregon taking this game from VCU. And then last in the West, Iowa versus Grand Canyon. Iowa easily. I think Luka Garza is a beast. And I think Iowa pulled away from that one very easily against Grand Canyon. Chris, thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, certainly some good picks. My advice with the whole left side of the bracket, so the West region and the East region, those are, I think, you're going to find the most amount of upsets, especially in the East, but we're talking about the West right now. I think you have two teams like UVA and Kansas both have COVID issues. It's up in the air right now with them. We don't know if they're even going to be able to play. One of those replacement teams might take their spot. We'll find out tonight, actually, at 6 o'clock. So if you're trying to pick some upsets, I think this is one of the regions to do so. It's just looking at the games right now, I'm gonna take Gonzaga. It doesn't matter who they're playing, they're winning. Oklahoma, Missouri is interesting. Two teams that are kind of limping into the tournament had somewhat bad end of the regular season. Oklahoma was 9 at one point in the season, and Missouri was 12 at one point. I'm taking Oklahoma. I think the Big 12 is a battleground all season, and I think that's gonna reward them now. Creighton, UCSB, as you said. Creighton hasn't looked good recently. They were number 10 at one point, and now they dropped. They had some coaching. The coach said some stuff he shouldn't have. I like UCSB in this. I think a team, the Gauchos, have only lost four games all year. I like those 12 versus 5 matchups. I think that's where you're going to find a lot of upsets, not specifically this year, but in years past in the future. I always look to eye and get at least one of those 5-12 matchups. I like UCSB. UVA, Ohio. Ohio is probably the team that a lot of people are picking to upset, like to get the upset the most. And I'm with those people. I like Jason Preston, their point guard. He's going to get first round draft pick, I believe. His story is amazing. If you guys haven't heard, go look him up. He's a triple-double machine. And I think he's going to give UVA headaches if they're even there. We don't know. Again, there's so many questions this year. USC, Wichita State, and Drake. I think USC's winning. I mean, when you have a top five draft prospect on your team, it's a little helpful in March, I'd say.
Yeah.
Evan Mobley's a beast. I like USC. Kansas, Eastern Washington, although Kansas does have problems, Jeff Wilson is not going to be there due to COVID issues. And David McCormack, we don't know whether or not he's going to be there. I still like Kansas. I don't think Eastern Washington can keep up with Kansas. But then again, it's March and anything can happen. I like the Jayhawks, though. Oregon, VCU. Oregon's a sleeper team for most. Jay Billis was saying he was one of their sleeper teams. I'm not a big fan of the Pac-12 in general, but I like Oregon. VCU's a really good team, though, so keep an eye. That's going to be a good game. And then Iowa, Grand Canyon, not much needs to be said. Iowa's winning that game.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So, you know, pretty similar picks here, pretty similar thoughts, except for that Creighton UCSB game. And, you know, in the West, I guess we'll just go through our entire West side right now. So, second round, for me, I have Zaga against Oklahoma. I have Zaga winning that game with ease. Then I have Creighton versus Ohio. I actually have Ohio winning that game, moving on to the Sweet 16. Then we have USC versus Kansas. You know, this one also I think would be a very great matchup. But I have Kansas going away with this one, moving on to the Sweet 16. And then we have Oregon versus Iowa. And I have Iowa moving on to the Sweet 16 as well. So out of my West, the 14 that I'm moving on are Zaga, Ohio, Kansas, and Iowa. I think Ohio is I really like that team. I know a lot of people are going to be choosing them to beat UVA, and it might not even be UVA. It might end up being Louisville, St. Mary's. You know, we'll see which team it is. But, you know, usually I feel like there's usually one 12 or 13 seed that makes the Sweet 16 every March, and I feel like Ohio is going to be that team this year, especially with the point guard they have, whose name I keep forgetting.
Jason Preston,
he's a bucket. Preston is an absolute bucket. I was reading on a story last night, you know, super impressive what he was able to do. I always, you know, love guys who are able to come back from those, you know, being down bad and then being able to succeed in college like that.
And guys with big stories in March do tend to play the
best.
They
do. I mean, they do.
It makes for good TV.
It does. It does. Chris, who you got coming out of the round of 32 for the West?
Yeah. Gonzaga, Oklahoma. We'll start with that one first. Again, Oklahoma had a good year, but I don't think they're getting past Gonzaga. I think that's where their season comes to an end. UCSB and Ohio, two double-digit seeds. I like Ohio, as you said, Jason Preston. I think it'll be a good story for them. And I don't know if the Gauchos can stop him. Sorry, I think that's just a funny mascot. USC and Kansas, I'm taking USC in this one. I don't even know if Kansas will even be in the tournament yet. Yeah. I assume they will be. I'm assuming these teams are going to do everything in their power. But then again, there's so many question marks that, like, if you're going to put them in your bracket, I have them going out early. But then again, I don't think that matters too much because the winner of this game is going against Iowa next round. So I wouldn't spend too much time on that one. And Oregon, Iowa, I got Iowa winning. I think when you have a national player of the year in Luka Garza, Big Ten player of the year, he's hands down the best player in the country, and shooters around him, I think Iowa's going to light it up in this tournament and beat Oregon.
Yeah, definitely. I think this this west side of the bracket is a bit chalky, you know, outside of, like, Ohio and, you know, UCSB. Sorry, keep mispronouncing that school name. But, yeah, outside of UCSB and Ohio, this one's a bit chalky. A lot of the higher seeds, I think, will easily pull away from the lower seeds in this one. And in the Sweet 16 for my West, Zaga versus Ohio. You know, love Ohio, love what they've done this year. But Zaga, obviously, best team in the nation right now. I have Gonzaga beating Ohio with ease. You know, Jalen Suggs, you know, different breed, going to probably go off against them. And then Kansas versus Iowa. This could be a really good matchup, but, you know, like Chris mentioned, COVID problems and stuff, and I mean, pretty much COVID problems only. I think Iowa, you know, when you have a player like Luka Garza and down the stretch like that, I think Iowa will beat Kansas. I don't think with ease in this matchup, but I do think Iowa will pull away from Kansas. So in my Elite Eight for the West, I got Gonzaga and Iowa, and I got Gonzaga going to Final Four. Easy.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. Our Sweet 16s are a little similar with the exception of Kansas, USC. I like Gonzaga over Ohio. I think Cinderella's – the clock's going to strike on midnight at Ohio in the Sweet 16. I like Gonzaga in that one. I think they're going to be too much for Preston to handle. I like Iowa over USC. I think Luka Garza is going to do a great job on Mobley. And with the exception of Mobley, I don't really think USC has any other scores that they can heavily rely on. And I think, again, Iowa's going to light it up. So in Gonzaga, Iowa, I mean, they played once this year. You saw the result. I don't think much is going to change. I think Iowa's gotten worse than they were at the beginning of the season. 100%. I mean, every team's gotten better, yeah. But comparatively speaking. And I think Gonzaga's going to the Final Four.
Tim, our friend Tim here, do you have Gonzaga going to the Final Four, my guy?
I do have Gonzaga going to the Final Four, I do have Gonzaga losing in the Final Four.
To who? All right, he's looking. We'll go on to the East. You know, we'll put Tim on hold for a second. But, you know, Chris and I, very similar West brackets. And I think, you know, a lot of people will probably have around the similarities of ours as well. West, very easy side outside of, like, two, three games maybe. So, going on to the East, you know, we got Michigan as the one seed on this side. Obviously, I got Michigan winning first round easily. LSU versus St. Bonaventure. If LSU didn't look as good as they did against I think it was Alabama,
yeah,
in the conference finals, I think I would have picked St. Bonaventure, but LSU really impressed me in that conference finals. And even though a lot of people say that LSU can't win the big games, can't close out, I do have LSU beating St. Bonaventure here. This one is pretty interesting. Colorado versus Georgetown. This one I'm still kind of 50-50 with. I don't know if I want Colorado or Georgetown. Right now I have Georgetown just because of the how well they've been playing, how well they played in their conference tournament. But that I can honestly switch up on easily. FSU versus UNC Greensboro. FSU easily, I think, here. I think FSU is a great, great team, and I think they'll easily knock off UNC Greensboro. BYU versus Michigan State or UCLA. Honestly, I think Michigan State winning this one against BYU. I don't think BYU is all that good, in my opinion. I think they played their best basketball already, and I think they're only going to go downhill from there. And I think if it's MSU, I'm definitely picking Michigan State for sure. If it's UCLA, maybe I'll switch it to BYU, but right now, I whoever wins that Michigan State-UCLA game. Texas versus, who is this, Albright and Christian? Or
Abilene Christian.
Abilene, yeah. Christian. Texas, easily, no question. This game, I also really like UConn and Maryland. This one's a bit of a toss-up, in my opinion. Looking at the stats on the ESPN app right now, something that stands out to me is UConn is 0-4 versus top 25 opponents. That really shows that, you know, I feel like they can't really match up with the top team. Not that Maryland is a top team, but they do have wins against top 25 opponents. And based off the stats, even though it just seems like Maryland's better, so I have to go Maryland in this one. Even though I highly dislike Maryland, I think they're going to win this one against UConn. And Alabama versus Iona, the team that Rick Pitino, I think that's his name, right? The Louisville coach or whoever that was coaching Iona. Doesn't matter. Alabama's winning this. They're a bunch of studs. And, yeah, that's who I got so far for the first round of the East side.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of very similar picks. Just going through mine, I think Michigan's going to win that first round game. I don't think we see another UMBC over UVA this year. Doesn't mean there won't be any one seeds going out early, but I don't think in the first round. I like LSU over St. Bonaventure. The Bonnies have had a good year, but, man, LSU looks scary.
Yeah.
And before the tournament, a lot of people had them anywhere from a 5 to a 9 seed. They ended up being an 8, which is a little bit on that lower side for them. I think they're a scary 8 seed if they play the same way they did in the SEC championship game and in the tournament itself. I like LSU in that one. Mm. Colorado, Georgetown, these are two teams I'm not very high on. Georgetown got hot in the Big East tournament, but, I mean, I don't know if that's going to translate over now. They've had a week to cool off in Colorado. They've been a fringe top 25 team all year, but then again, they've been playing in a weaker Pac-12 conference, so we'll see how that translates in March. I got Georgetown winning this one. I think Qadis Wahab is the real deal in down low. I think Colorado's going to have a tough time stopping him. Florida State, UNCG. UNC Greensboro, they're tough, man. They've won a lot of games this year, but I don't know. I think Florida State's going to pull this one out. Players like MJ Walker, Scotty Barnes, again, Scotty Barnes can be a top 10 pick. Those players usually do well in March. BYU over the playing game of Michigan State and UCLA. One playing game every year, the winner goes on to the second round. I think this is the game. I got Sparty Party or UCLA. One of them is going to be BYU. I think that continues this year. Texas, Abilene Christian, Texas. I got them winning out. Not really much to say about this game. Texas is great defensively. They're going to shut them down. UConn, Maryland. UConn was referred to as a Final Four sleeper by a lot of people. I got UConn winning this game ever since James Bouknight came back. I think they've been a completely different team. But don't be surprised if Maryland pulls this one out. Maryland has had some great wins in the Big Ten this year. Just a matter of if they show up or not. And then Alabama, Iona. I think a lot of people are getting a little high on Iona here. Let's keep in mind that they were a 9 seed in their conference tournament. They finished 9th in the regular season, even though they do have Rick Pitino, a Hall of Famer. I think Alabama's going to pull this one out.
Wait, so did Iona win their conference tournament?
Yeah, they
won. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, if you finished 9th regular season, yeah.
They had a great, great run in their conference
tournament. That makes sense. But, yeah, you know, biggest one here, I think LSU. I really like LSU. I have them, you know, little spoiler here, I guess. I got LSU going to my Elite Eight. We'll get into that in a couple of minutes. I really am a big fan of LSU, and I like picking at least one decently low seed to make my Elite Eight every year, and LSU is that team for me this year, I think. I really, really like that squad. Also really like Alabama, and also really like Texas. So this East side is a bit more contested, in my opinion, than the West side of the bracket. You know, lots of great teams. We got Michigan, LSU, FSU, Alabama, you know, great, great squads here. And going on to the round of 32, Michigan versus LSU. Like I said, I got LSU going to my Elite Eight. I have LSU knocking off Michigan in this game of round of 32. Who was the guy that got hurt on Michigan again? They lost a guy.
Isaiah Livers.
Yeah.
Isaiah Livers, yeah.
So Michigan, you know, a little banged up right now. And they kind of had a rough end to the season, I feel like. Lost a couple of games. And that loss to Michigan State was definitely stood out to me, definitely, especially after seeing that Michigan State had. So I have LSU beating Michigan here. Very close game, in my opinion. If LSU doesn't win this, I won't be surprised, but I do think they're going to end up winning this one. Georgetown versus FSU. I think Georgetown's run comes to an end here. And I got FSU beating them easily. I think FSU is just that much better. Then the next game, we have the play-in game, which is either Michigan State or UCLA versus Texas. I don't care who it is here. I got Texas winning this one easily. And then last game of this round of 32, I have Maryland versus Alabama. I have Bama winning this one easily as well. This round of 32, I feel like, is a bit easier to – or not a bit easier, just you know, three of these four games are easier for me to predict with winners based off my bracket outside of the LSU-Michigan matchup. So, yeah.
I completely agree, Ryan. I think we have the exact same Sweet 16. completely full of college football schools, actually. Looking at teams like LSU, Florida State, Texas, Alabama, they're not basketball-first schools. But I'm just going to go through my thoughts real quick. LSU over Michigan, I like them. Especially if we get that same LSU team, I think Trenton Watford is going to have a field day without someone like Isaiah Livers there. I like Florida State over Georgetown. The only thing I'm cautious about that is this has been a tale of two teams for Florida State. We've had the team that's beaten UVA by 20, and we have had the team that's lost to Notre Dame. I think Florida State's going to get back on track here, and hopefully Leonard Hamilton's really good in March, and he'll get his squad under control. I like Texas over Michigan State or UCLA. I think Michigan State has big win potential. I wouldn't be surprised if they beat a team like Texas, who, again, has been up and down. I think Texas, though, ever since they had a little COVID problem in the middle of the season, they've gone back on track after that, and it's been proven through their Big 12 tournament championship run. Mm-hmm. And then Connecticut, Alabama. I think Alabama's going to light it up. When you have someone like Herb Jones, who was SEC Player of the Year, and he's your fourth leading scorer, shows just how deep this Alabama team is. They can shoot, as evident in the SEC championship game. And I think Alabama's going to handle UConn and give them – yeah, I think they're going to win.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree. I mean, I'll explain one thing real quick. Chris and I live right across the hall from each other in college, so we've been talking about this a lot. And, you know, right when the bracket came out, you know, we talked about our picks a lot. So that is also probably why we have a lot of similar picks, because I did take some of Chris's advice because he knows more than me. And, so that pretty much explains why a lot of our picks are similar. But moving on to the Sweet 16 of the East, I got LSU versus FSU. I think LSU will take this game. I just like LSU this year. No specific reason outside of like how they looked in the conference tournament game. You know, like I said, I like picking at least one, not low seed, but just one like 7-8 seed to make it to the Elite Eight. And I think LSU is that team this year for me. So I got them beating FSU in the Sweet 16. And then I actually just changed this right now while you were talking about Texas and Alabama. I had Texas beating Alabama, but after hearing your opinion on Alabama and how good they've been, I'd have Alabama beating Texas and moving on to the Elite Eight to play LSU. And I have Alabama winning and playing Gonzaga in my Final Four.
Yeah, I completely agree with you there, Rye. I think this Alabama team's scary. I'm just going to go through the thing we differ, actually, right now. I have Florida State beating LSU. I think if you're looking at it, it doesn't mean I think Florida State's going to win against LSU. I actually like LSU better in that matchup. But as far as, like, making your bracket go, if you look at the percentages, I mean, Florida State has a better chance of making the Elite Eight than a team like LSU. I don't think either of these teams are Final Four teams anyway. So no matter who you pick, you're going to be screwed anyways. I just think Florida State has a better chance of making the Elite Eight than a team like LSU does, especially when LSU has to beat a team like Michigan. Mm-hmm. So I have Florida State winning this game. And then and down below, I think I've been flipping back and forth on this. This is one of the hardest games, I think, to predict. I think though Alabama, as mentioned, they have Herb Jones down low. I think he's going to contain Jericho Sims and Greg Brown from getting easy baskets. And I think Texas is going to solely have to rely on Andrew Jones and Matt Coleman on the perimeter, which I don't know if they can do. I don't know if they can do that. And I think Alabama, I mean, Texas is good defensively in the inside. I don't know if they can contain the three-point line and prevent Alabama. So I actually like Alabama in that matchup. I think they match up well against Texas. And I haven't beaten Florida State. I think, again, if you look at the percentages, I don't know if Florida State's even going to make it to the Elite Eight again. I think they have a better chance than a team like LSU. But I like Alabama in this one. I think they can shoot the ball well. And I think in March that helps. I have Alabama in my Final Four.
Yeah, so, I mean, lots of similarities. Start off with the first half of the bracket. Let's just move right on to the South. The South, I think, is very up in the air. This is probably the hardest side of the bracket, in my opinion, to predict. Yeah. maybe the Midwest. You know, the first two sides, the East and the West, you know, kind of a straightforward a little bit, definitely easier. The South, I'm definitely still going back and forth with a lot of these teams. But this one I'm not going back and forth with. Baylor easily being Hartford, in my opinion.
I was about to say, if you're going back and forth with that one, you might want to.
Hell no, Baylor.
The Hartford Hawks barely made the tournament. They're a good team, don't get me wrong. But it's not against someone like Baylor.
Yeah, no, definitely not. And Tim does not like the Hartford school. He thinks it's disgusting.
Not a big Hartford guy, not a great city.
Tim's from the Northeast. I'll take his
word for it. If you're a Hartford college basketball player listening to this right now, don't take offense. Don't take offense. Tim's just not a fan of the city. UNC versus Wisconsin. This one's pretty tough, in my opinion. Both these teams are really similar in, you know, just their record, who they've beaten, who they've lost to. Both teams are good. So I think this one, bit of a 50-50, but I have UNC winning this one. I feel like they've looked better towards the end of the season, you know, had a bit of a rough start based off what I saw watching college basketball. And I feel like Wisconsin was, you know, when I watched some of their games, just a bit inconsistent during the season. So I think UNC is going to win this one. Nova versus Winthrop. This one I saw, and immediately I picked Winthrop just because Nova lost their best player. And I think Winthrop has great upset potential here. And usually the 12-5 matchups, like you mentioned, Chris, you know, always some great ones to
Tim, you're
you know,
shaking
watch.
Your head. You don't agree with
you
that
You don't
one?
Agree with that, Tim?
I don't agree with that one.
All right, bud. You got Villanova?
I do. I still think they're too good.
Tim likes the Blue Bloods in this one.
Hey, that's fair. That's
I respect
fair.
What Winthrop did this year, though.
Only one loss.
Winthrop, if you're listening to this, you got Tim's respect. If that makes you a bit happy.
You can sleep well at
it's
night.
An honor. It's an honor.
All right, next matchup, Purdue, North Texas. This one I'm a bit, like, contested with. I want to pick Purdue, but I also like having – I like picking at least one 13 seed to win – in the first round. I think North Texas has the potential to do that against Purdue. Could be very wrong about this. I don't know how good Purdue is compared to some of these other big. Tim shaking his head no at me right now. But I got North Texas winning this one, but might switch that to Purdue. We'll see.
You a big Mean Green guy?
Hey, I love Mean. I know I follow a couple of their football players follow us, and you know, bunch of great guys. If you guys are listening to this, I like y'all's squad against Purdue, but I might go to Purdue. I'm not too sure yet. Well, I'll have to come back to that one like later on in the week. Next one, Texas Tech versus. Oh, what do you want to say?
Can dude? I? Hold
yeah,
on
yeah.
On
what do you want to say? What do you want to say?
I believe that Purdue is an overrated basketball team.
Okay, you like North Texas in this one?
I don't like North Texas in this one, but I'm coming out and saying that I believe that Purdue is an overrated team this year.
So let me ask you this: you think they're making this to the Sweet 16? Purdue?
No.
Okay.
I think they lose second round.
Hot take from Tim right there.
I may or may not agree with you on that one.
Next matchup, we got Texas Tech, Utah State. Kind of sucks because I absolutely love Texas Tech, and who I have them playing in the round of 32 is also another team that I love, which sucks. But first round, Texas Tech versus Utah State, I think Texas Tech is winning this. I know one guy on Texas Tech, and that is that McClung guy, and I know he's a beast. So, McClung, do your thing and take off Utah State in the first round for me. Arkansas versus Colgate. A lot of people are saying Colgate could win this. I don't think they're going to win this. Arkansas has been red hot at the end of the year. I think before their conference tournament started, how many games in a row did they win? Like 11 or something like that?
Who?
Arkansas?
Arkansas, they're 9 out of the last 10 they won.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy to me.
They were on a 9-game win streak before their last
That's just crazy. So I think Arkansas is going to win this easily. Florida versus Virginia Tech. Give me Virginia Tech all the way. I think Florida's inconsistent, in my opinion. I think Tech is better well-rounded, and they have way – they played – they're first of all, they're 4-0 against top 25 teams. I think that's key when going into March Madness. If you have those wins against the top teams, you're built for games against teams that may be a bit better than you. So I think Virginia Tech is winning this. And my favorite matchup of the whole tournament, Ohio State – versus Oral Roberts. I got Ohio State winning this. I don't know why I emphasize that. I just love Oral Roberts because their name is funny. That's all. And they got the best scorer in the country.
They do. They have the leading scorer in the country. My first thoughts when I look at the South, I think the committee kind of blessed Baylor with an easier road compared to some of the other one seeds. But the way they match up against some of these other one seeds will really test them. And I think the committee wanted Baylor to prove themselves to be in the Final Four with this road. You're looking at a team, again, also like Villanova, who has injury issues. Their best player, Colin Gillespie, is not going to play in the tournament, so we'll see. And their second leading scorer as well, I don't know if he's playing or not, but he got hurt in the Big East tournament. Mm-hmm. We'll see about Villanova. Teams like Colgate, who went 14-1, again, didn't have a full season like a team like Winthrop did. Winthrop went 22-1. So it's interesting to see if Colgate would have had a full season of play, if they could have gone up a few spots like a team like Winthrop did. And again, another team like Virginia Tech, who was ranked in the teens in the AP poll throughout the season, had COVID issues, missed 5 of their last 7 games due to COVID. We'll see how that affects them in March Madness. But going through my picks real quick, I like Baylor over Hartford. Hartford had a good year. I think Baylor's going to have a better one, though, and I got Baylor winning. UNC Wisconsin, this is two teams that are going in completely opposite directions. It's very interesting how like different they are. UNC is a bigger team. Wisconsin's a smaller team. UNC is a younger team, while Wisconsin's an older veteran team. Usually older veteran teams do better in March, but I think UNC has so much talent and height. I like UNC winning that one. Winthrop over Villanova. Who is it? Did one of you guys say you had Villanova winning that one?
Tim said
I had Villanova winning this game, yeah.
Yeah, you're wrong. I like Winthrop. Winthrop. Chandler Vaudrin is an elite scorer with DJ Burns down low. I think they're going to give Villanova headaches. There's a reason they went 22-1, Timothy. And I think they're going to show the world that. Purdue over North Texas. I like Purdue's two twin towers, I guess, so to speak. Zach Eddy and Travion Williams. I think against a team like North Texas, I like Purdue. Sorry to all the North Texas football players. Apparently, I didn't know you had North Texas football players.
I got guys from like every college team and followers.
Yeah, you got people.
I got people.
They had a good season, though. They had a really good season. I like Texas Tech over Utah State. Utah State was one of those fringe teams. They made the field of 64, so congratulations to Utah State. I think Texas Tech has star power, though, with McClung and Burnett. I think they're going to light it up.
McClung.
And Texas Tech's winning that one. Arkansas over Colgate. I think Arkansas is the 3 seed that is most likely to lose. Again, we don't know about Colgate and what they could and couldn't do with their season. They've only lost 1 game this whole year. But I like Arkansas. I think Moses Moody's a bucket. And Eric Musselman's been here before. If you guys remember that Nevada squad with Jordan Caroline and the Twins. The Martin Twins. He's now the head coach of Arkansas.
When they had the Martin Twins, I picked them first round to win, and they there was one year where they lost like their first game.
The year when with Chicago in the same bracket.
Yeah, I remember
that bracket was crazy that year. But no, I like Arkansas on that one. I think anytime you have a coach who's been far in the tournament before, it's a big help. Especially on a smaller school. Not really a smaller school, but like Nevada. He knows what it's of Colgate's coming from in that standpoint. He can help that Arkansas team win that game. Florida and Virginia Tech, I think there's a toss-up in the air. I like Florida in this one. I'm going to differ with you on that. I think Virginia Tech, again, it's hard to win games when you haven't been playing games.
Yeah.
And Virginia Tech looked good, better than I thought they would against UNC in the ACC tournament. But ultimately, UNC won that game, and I think Virginia Tech is – I mean, this could go either way, but – I wouldn't spend too much time thinking about it if you're doing your bracket because the next game is actually Ohio State Oral Roberts, and I think Ohio State's winning that game. So whoever's winning that game is going to have to play a 2 seed the next round, and Ohio State's probably going to win that game as well. So I wouldn't spend too much time hurting yourself trying to pick that one.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Also, when you were talking about Colgate and Arkansas, like obviously Colgate could be Arkansas, but thinking of Colgate, I know they're 14-1, but they haven't really played anyone that good compared to Arkansas. I think Arkansas just has that, they just play some great people. I just think Arkansas.
That's one of the things, though, with these smaller schools, they don't really have the chance to play some of these other games.
Yeah.
And also, it's a lot different than a regular season game against a good team versus a March Madness game.
That's true.
Anything can happen. There's so much pressure on these kids. And a lot of respect goes out to these players playing in March Madness. I mean, the whole world is watching you. Anything can happen, Ryan.
Especially this year with COVID. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. They're having fans for March Madness, right?
Yeah, I got some email asking me if I wanted tickets. I said I don't live near Indianapolis, there's no way I was going to be able to get there.
We could have taken a road trip one day.
We could have. I also don't have the money to do that. So.
We do not have anything close to
those
money to
tickets
afford
are
that.
Not cheap. You want to go through your second round picks?
Yeah. So first game of round of 32, Baylor versus UNC. I think Baylor wins this one easily. I think I like UNC, the team. But Baylor's just that good. I think they're going to easily beat UNC. Could be wrong. We'll see what happens. Then I have Winthrop versus North Texas. I have Winthrop beating North Texas here and going on to the Sweet 16. Then Texas Tech versus Arkansas. This one is really tough for me because I love both of these teams. I had them as sleepers going into the tournament. I wouldn't really say Arkansas is a sleeper, but just sleeper to go to make a run for it. But I do have Texas Tech winning this one. I think McClung is just a different breed. I think he's an absolute fucking beast. So I think they're going to beat Arkansas. Then Virginia Tech versus Ohio State. I think Ohio State wins this one easily against Tech or Florida, whichever one they play. You know, like Chris said, whoever, in our opinion, whoever you pick in the Tech-Florida game won't really matter because we think Ohio State will win whoever they play that second round, and you'll be fine with your bracket. Yeah. So, you know, just to let y'all know, unless you're crazy and you pick Tech or Florida to beat Ohio State, which I don't know why you would do that, but yeah.
I mean, again, anything can happen, right?
That's true.
We look really stupid if we say, I mean, I don't know why you would pick that, and then it happens. Yeah. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anything can happen. I think that's a general rule as well. I mean, we've talked about this for a little bit now. Don't really worry too much about the first round games. When in doubt, pick the team you think could go the farthest and pick that team to win the game. Focus more on your Final Four and your championship. That's where you get the most points in your bracket group. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things I always struggle with in the past. Is all you always think like, oh, this team could beat this team. But you want to look for the team that has a chance to go the farthest. I think those are the teams you want to focus on and get your Final Four right, get your national championship game right, pick your winner right, because that's going to make or break your bracket group. You could have the perfect bracket up until the championship game and still lose in your bracket group.
Yeah.
Not likely, but still could happen.
Yeah.
So make sure you focus on your winners. Going into my second round picks, I like Baylor over UNC. Again, we're talking about Baylor's lack of height. I mean, you have someone like Mark Vitale, who's their big, quote-unquote, who's 6'5". He's a big fella, but he's only 6'5". Someone like Toshua, who's 6'8", another one of their bigs. Toshua, it's the same word twice. It's pretty interesting. He's 6'8",
like Bull Bull type.
I don't know. I think UNC could beat Baylor here. I think if there is one of the other one seeds to go other than Michigan State, I think Baylor could be the other one to lose in the second round.
Yeah.
But then again, I've always been an ACC guy, and I'm high on my ACC teams. So I'm not going to do that right now. I have Baylor win that game. Winthrop over Purdue. I think Winthrop's winning this game.
Hey, that makes Tim happy.
I like.
He does not like.
I think
Purdue.
Chandler Vaudrin and DJ Burns are gonna score a lot against Purdue. I think Purdue's gonna have a tough time stopping Vaudrin. The only reason I see Purdue possibly winning this game is the fact that they're taller. I mean, Zach Eddy's, I don't know how tall he is, but he's huge. He's about 7 feet tall. He's a freshman. And Travion Williams, they have two bigs. Again, the Twin Towers. That's the only way I see Purdue winning that game. Texas Tech, Arkansas. I've been going back and forth on this one, kind of like the Alabama-Texas game.
This one's tough.
I like Texas Tech. I think – I don't know if Arkansas is deep enough to win. I like Texas with Burnett and McClung. I think Stars win games in March, and McClung's a star, so I think they're winning that one. Yeah. And then Ohio State, Florida, again, as Ryan said, don't really spend too much time in that Florida Virginia Tech game because I have Ohio State winning this one as well. They struggled a little bit there towards the end of the regular season, but I think they picked it back up significantly towards the Big Ten championship, obviously going toe-to-toe with a team like Illinois, who a lot of people have in their Final Four as well. I like Ohio State in this one.
All right, Tim, why don't you have – do you have Purdue losing to North Texas first round?
I don't. No, don't? I do have Purdue winning that.
But do you have Villanova beating Purdue?
I do have Villanova.
Why do you like Villanova? Why do you like Villanova over Winthrop?
Villanova is just a school that I feel like can always do something.
Okay.
They're good at recruiting.
I mean, I guess, but they lost their best player.
I know, but I still think they have a backbone.
All right, we'll see. I still think Winthrop is gonna beat Villanova, make it to the next round. But going on to the Sweet 16, I got Baylor versus Winthrop. You know, Winthrop, great run to the Sweet 16, but I think Baylor will knock them off here with ease. And then we got Texas Tech versus Ohio State. This one I feel like could definitely be a struggle for Ohio State. I could definitely see Texas Tech pulling off an upset against them here. I don't even consider that an upset, to be honest. I just feel like both these teams are really well matched up.
They come from both from the two best conferences in the country. So, their rankings aren't really the most accurate because they've been losing the teams that are great.
So I think, honestly, I'm changing this right now. I think Texas Tech will beat Ohio State here. I'm gonna go with that.
You're really high on that Texas Tech team.
I like McClung. I think
what does Lee Corso say? Not so fast. I'm gonna start from the top first. I got Baylor for Winthrop. I think again, if you're looking at the percentages, Winthrop, it'd be a great story for them to go to the Elite Eight, but the chances of a team like Winthrop even making the Sweet 16 is hard enough as it is. So for the sake of your brackets, I'd pick Baylor winning that one. Just so you don't, you wouldn't get yourself some points on one. And again, not so fast, Ryan. I'm taking Ohio State over Texas Tech. I think Ohio State, man, Dwayne Washington, EJ Liddell, and their point guard, I think the three of them are a great tandem. I think they played really well towards the end of the season, especially not towards the end of the season, but especially in that Big Ten tournament. Mm-hmm. I got Ohio State. And then just, I'm going to go on to the Elite Eight if that's fine with you. I like Ohio State over Baylor here. Again, as we were talking about, we were talking about the fact that Baylor kind of skidded towards the end of the season. I think Liddell's going to light it up on Baylor. Baylor's really good defensively. However, I do like a team like Ohio State winning that and going to the Final Four. I got Ohio State as my sleeper team in the Final Four.
Okay, okay. So mine, I got Elite Eight for Baylor and Texas Tech. I got Baylor winning this one. I got Baylor going to my Final Four. Not much explanation there. Baylor, great team all year, and I think they continue that success and make the Final Four. You know, any thoughts on that, Tim?
I totally agree.
All right. I think
Baylor's an excellent squad.
You think what? How good of a school is Baylor? You know, you always talk about these schools and how good they are.
Yeah, Baylor's a great school.
So Tim picking Baylor because of how it's a great school. So
that's not the only reason I'm picking Baylor. But Baylor plays
great defense. They're one of the best defensive teams.
Baylor plays great defense, and they're all scholars.
They had a great year in the Big 12, which was a powerhouse this year.
So all right,
I think they're awesome.
All right, so we all are not Chris, but you know. Big Baylor guys over here. And
I don't want to be the same as everyone else.
Yeah, I know. You got to differentiate somewhere, so definitely respect that. But moving on to the Midwest. Midwest, for me, I'm still going through a lot of these matchups and kind of playing around with it. So this will probably be different come this Friday. But starting out, we got Illinois versus the stinky Drexel Dragons. Screw you, Drexel. You took JMU's bid. I'm pissed about that. But I got Illinois absolutely dogging the shit out of Drexel. Maybe a 50-point dub. We'll see what happens. Then Loyola Chicago versus Georgia Tech. Both teams have been great teams all year. But with Georgia Tech's recent success and winning the – what are they in there? The ACC?
Georgia Tech, yeah.
Yeah. ACC winning the ACC tournament.
Player of the year as well.
Yeah, I think Tech's going to win this game against Loyola Chicago. Not going to be like a couple years ago when Loyola Chicago went to the Final Four off that – Cinderella run, but so got Tech in that matchup. This one is pretty interesting. Tennessee versus Oregon State. Oregon State was mediocre all year up until now when they recently won their conference tournament. Tennessee was good, but they were very inconsistent all year. So I think this one's really a toss-up. I think this is more – this gives me more of like an 8 versus 19 kind of vibes right here. I think – I honestly think Oregon State is going to win this one against Tennessee. They're hot right now, and I just think Tennessee is super inconsistent. But, you know, we'll see what happens there. Oklahoma State versus Liberty, give me Oklahoma State. Like Chris said earlier, when you have a top-5 draft pick on a squad, and here they literally have Cade Cunningham, the best player – in the nation, in my opinion, you usually don't lose in the first round. So I got Oklahoma State beating Liberty here. And then we got SDSU versus Syracuse. I got Syracuse winning this, but I might change it to SDSU because SDSU is a very big sleeper team, and they were a top team last year. So I feel like SDSU could beat Syracuse here, but right now I have Syracuse winning. West Virginia versus Morehead State. West Virginia, easily. Next one, Clemson, Rutgers. A lot of people are picking Rutgers here, and I'm going to have to go with them. I think Rutgers is going to beat Clemson here. And then Houston versus Cleveland State, I got Houston winning here.
Yeah, those are some great picks, Ryan. We differed a little bit. I'm just going to give my initial thoughts on the bracket. Again, a team like Loyola Chicago, we talked about, I compare them to a team like Winthrop as well, even though they're 4 seeds higher. They've been ranked this year. I think they're actually better than the team that went to the Final Four a few years ago. And then another team as well, Liberty, is a 13 seed, although they got kind of screwed by playing a team like Oklahoma State in the first round. I think if they would have been playing anyone else, I thought they would have been a sleeper team as well. And a team like Houston being a 2 seed, that's no surprise. But then again, we'll see how good Houston does in the tournament. A lot of people are sleeping on Houston. I know a lot of people aren't picking them to win some games. But when you got a player like Quentin Grimes, I think Houston's definitely a very dangerous team. Going through my picks, I got like Illinois over Drexel. Not much to be said there. Drexel, they had a great run. Thank you for beating my Jamie Dukes.
They beat us. It was freaking Elon. Screw Elon.
It was Elon, but I mean, it was Drexel at the end of the regular season. No, they had a good season. They deserved to be in the tournament, and I think Illinois has been that game regardless. Loyola Chicago, Georgia Tech, I differ with you on this one. I do tend to favor the bigger conference teams, like a team like Georgia Tech, who won the ACC, as a matter of fact. But I think Loyola Chicago, I don't know, man. I think their coaching's better. Their coach has been to the Final Four before. He knows what it takes. I think they beat a team like Georgia Tech, who a lot of people are feeling a little high on right now. Though a team like Loyola Chicago did get screwed by playing Georgia Tech in that first round. The committee did not really help them out there. I like Tennessee over Oregon State. I just think Oregon State's going to burn out. They got hot in their Pac-12 tournament. Tennessee's all season long has been one of the most overrated teams in college basketball. I think CBB content has been pointing that out. I like Tennessee in this one. And then Oklahoma State over Liberty. Cade Cunningham's the real deal, and this Oklahoma State team can shoot and run in transition. I don't think a Liberty – I think Liberty matches up well with them, but I don't think they're enough to compete with them. I think Liberty, the way they play basketball, they try to slow you down. They play kind of like UVA. They try to limit transition, which could actually hurt Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State might be on upset watch. I still got them winning this game, though. I think they improved drastically throughout the season. And they went all the way to the Big 12 final, I think, before losing to Texas. I like Oklahoma State in this one. San Diego State and Syracuse got lucky. They were a bubble team by many, but then actually got in the field of 64, and then they're not in that playing game. I do think, though, the committee didn't do them any favors by putting up against San Diego State in the first round. San Diego State, let's not forget, was a 1 or 2 seed in last year's tournament if they were to play. Now, granted, they did have one of their best player did go to the NBA. It's still the similar group of guys, though. I like San Diego State in this one. Actually, I'm going to differ with you on that one. I don't think Syracuse, they rely too much on Buddy Boeheim, their coach's son. I think San Diego State, they're just going to stay up on him the whole game, and they'll see what Syracuse can do. And then I like West Virginia over Morehead State. Morehead State is a very dangerous team. Again, the committee did not help out West Virginia in this one. West Virginia has lost a lot of close games in that Big 12. They easily could have been a 1 or 2 seed if they pulled out a few of those. But they're a solid 3 seed, I say. I like West Virginia in this one. I think they're going to pull it out. I think they've learned from their mistakes, and they're going to make a run in March. I like Rutgers over Clemson. Clemson, to me, is the most overrated team in the country. They rely too much on their bigs. They don't really have the outside shooting that some of the other teams have. They're very inconsistent. I think they were good at the beginning, and then they had COVID problems and dropped a lot. Like, they lost, like, what, Duke by 20 at home? Mm-hmm. I think I really don't like Clemson. I don't see them as a 7 seed. I have Rutgers winning this game. I think Rutgers is trending upwards. They started out the season really well, lost like what, 6 in a row? Lost a lot. Rutgers needs to find a way to win on the road, but the fact that there's no fans at this, well, no, this is a kind of, it's a neutral place. Mm-hmm. I think Rutgers pulls this one out, and I like Houston over Cleveland State. Cleveland State is a very dangerous 15 seed. However, Houston's going to win this.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on a lot of those picks for sure. I mean, for me, that SDSU Syracuse matchup doesn't really matter too much to me who wins that, because in the round of 32, I have West Virginia beating whoever they end up playing. So that one, I could honestly not care that much about that game, even though it would be nice to get that one right. But moving on to the round of 32 for the Midwest, I got Illinois beating Georgia Tech. I have Oklahoma State beating Oregon State easily. I have West Virginia beating SDSU. And this one's probably one of my bigger upsets of the bracket. I have Rutgers beating Houston in the round of 32, which seems to be a popular pick right now. I think Rutgers is a great, great team. Also, they're from my hometown of New Jersey. You know, got to rep New Jersey, got to show love to the New Jersey school. I think Rutgers is going to make a decent run in this tournament, honestly. I think they have a lot of solid players and really well-rounded squad. And, you know, having to play in that in the Big Ten, you go up against a bunch of great, great teams. I think Rutgers is just built for the tournament right now.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. In the past, I have been picking Rutgers to win that game. I'm going to differ with you in this one.
All right.
For the sake of playing devil's advocate. I wouldn't be surprised if a team like Rutgers or not really Clemson. I would be surprised if Clemson beats Houston. But if a team like Rutgers does beat a team like Houston, I would not count them out in that game at all. But going from the top, I'm taking Illinois over Loyola Chicago. I think Illinois, when you have the second best player in the country, and Ayu Dosunmu and Kofi Cockburn, along with Curbelo coming off the bench, I like Illinois in that one. I like Oklahoma State over Tennessee. I think Tennessee – I mean, they've been picking up. They picked it up a little bit with 2 wins over Florida at the end of the regular season. Though, again, I think they're one of the most overrated teams in the country. And I like Oklahoma State in this one. They're trending in the right direction. I think they're going to use that loss in that Big 12 championship to fuel them to a Sweet 16 run. I have been picking West Virginia in this game against San Diego State, but I'm going to mix up. I'm going to pick San Diego State in this one. I think a team like San Diego State missed out on having a good seed in the tournament last year, and everyone kind of forgot about them. I don't know. I feel like they're going to rally around that and make a run in March. But, again, I certainly wouldn't recommend it, per se, just on the fact that I think West Virginia has a good shot of going to the Elite Eight as well. Mm. I'm going to mix it up, though, in this one. I'm going to pick San Diego State. That's one of the fun things about making brackets is you can mix it up on a whim. None of your brackets are ever going to be the same, no matter how many you make. There's a million different outcomes, and you can just go do whatever you want. It's one of the best things about making brackets. And I like Houston over Rutgers. Again, I've been picking Rutgers, as I said. I think Houston, I think Quentin Grabbs is going to come in with a chip on his shoulder, wanting to go farther than his Kansas team, his former Kansas team is going right now. I like Houston in this one.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, this Midwest is, you know, packed with a bunch of great, solid teams. And, you know, we'll definitely be in store for some great, great games. But moving on to the Sweet 16, Illinois versus Oklahoma State. I got Illinois winning this one. Oklahoma State had a great season, and Cade Cunningham is going to be an absolute stud in the NBA. But I have their run, you know, ending here to Illinois. And then the next game, West Virginia versus Rutgers. For me, I have West Virginia taking off Rutgers here. I just think West Virginia is a much better team than what Houston would be when Rutgers plays them. So I have West Virginia beating Rutgers. And I'll just move on real quick to my Elite Eight matchup of Illinois versus West Virginia. Like I said, I have Illinois winning it all. So I have Illinois beating West Virginia here. I just think Illinois is an absolute powerhouse of a team.
Yeah, those are some great picks, Ryan. Your Final Four is looking really good as well. Very similar to mine, but very good nonetheless. I like Illinois over Oklahoma State, though. Then again, I guess this is the same question as we had against with Texas Tech against Ohio State. It's which conference is better, the Big Ten or the Big 12? I think we're going to find out in this tournament which conference is actually better all year long. These two conferences have been neck and neck all year in terms of the level of play and the number of teams they're putting in the tournament. I like Illinois in this one. I think when you've 1-2 punch like they have, I think Cade's going to have his hands full. And I think he's going to be thinking about the NBA draft after this game. I think he's going to focus on that rather than preparing for an Elite Eight match. If I get Illinois in that one. Yeah, I like San Diego State over Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I think whoever wins that San Diego State-West Virginia matchup in the second round is going to the Elite Eight. I think Houston's good, but they haven't been great this year. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They haven't really been tested. They do have some really good wins. And they've been in the top 10 consistently all year long in the AP ranking. But I like San Diego State in this one as my sleeper, I guess, so to speak, to make a run. I don't know if you can really count a six seed as a sleeper.
Yeah.
But I like San Diego State. I don't think usually teams that are being kind of slept on by the media, one of those teams is going to make a run. I think San Diego State's going to be that team this year. And then moving on to the Elite Eight, I think that run ends against Illinois. I like Illinois a lot. I think they prove themselves. They're trending in the right direction. They had a little – they were a little stumped with the loss to Ohio in the beginning of the year. I think they got their feet back on the ground.
Yeah.
And they're going to the Final Four. All right. You want to remind them who your Final Four is?
Yeah. So my Final Four is Gonzaga versus Alabama and Baylor versus Illinois. Very chalky, like extremely chalky. But if we want to go for best, you know, accuracy, want to get the most points in the bracket group, I think this is the way to go. Honestly, I think Gonzaga, Baylor, Illinois are all just stud team. I think the one with Alabama versus LSU. I could see LSU making the Final Four, maybe, but I have Alabama making that Final Four, playing Gonzaga. And in my finals, I have Gonzaga versus Illinois, and I have Illinois taking it all. Kind of a I feel like Illinois is probably, or Gonzaga is going to be the two most popular teams picked to win it all this year. But we'll see once brackets are released on Friday, once I can see what everyone else has. And what do you have?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think a lot of people, even the experts as well, are putting Gonzaga, Illinois in that championship game. A lot of people are picking Gonzaga. I think everywhere you read, it's Gonzaga or the field. Which two are you taking? I like Gonzaga over Alabama in that first Final Four matchup. I think, again, the team that puts up over 80 points a game is dangerous. I think Alabama's going to be timid, coming out with the bright lights on them. I like Gonzaga in that one. And I like Illinois over Ohio State. I think Ohio State's going to be trying to get revenge for that overtime loss to Illinois in their Big Ten championship game. But, I mean, Illinois, this has been a long time coming for them. Dosunmu definitely wanted a chance to play in the tournament last year. Illinois kind of came out of nowhere, and they were going to have a high seed. I think they're going to come back hungry and try to make a not really a revenge tour, but I guess close to it. But I think a revenge for NC Gonzaga in the championship. Again, I got the Zags winning this year. And if you're in a league that has, like, you have to pick the combined scores of tiebreaker, my advice for that, both these teams are really good offensively. If you have Gonzaga and Illinois, as a lot of people do, I'd put the combined – I'd predict one of these teams to score 80 in that championship game. I know it's not common. Usually you get scores around the 60s or 70s in the national championship game, especially in the last championship when we had Texas Tech versus Virginia, two defensive teams. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game, though. I think the Zags can put up a lot of points, and I think so can Illinois. I would project this to be a high-scoring game if you're one of those bracket groups that has a combined score or you get to predict the score.
Yeah, definitely. Tim, before we sign off, you want to give us the your pick for the tournament? Who you got winning it all?
Absolutely, yeah. So, like I said earlier, I have Baylor winning. I have Florida State in my Final Four.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right, Tim. All right.
I have Florida State and West Virginia in my Final Four.
I thought I was high on the ACC. I guess Tim is higher on the ACC.
I think Florida State's a good team, and I think West Virginia is a really good team.
All right. We got some unexpected take from Tim right there. Florida versus Baylor. If you have FSU versus Baylor, your final game?
No, I changed it to Gonzaga.
Okay. Yeah, so we got Baylor winning it all. All right. All different teams chosen to win it all. But that pretty much wraps up our March Madness episode for today, guys. I hope everyone enjoyed. Chris, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me. It's good to figure out who you guys are picking for your bracket groups. I don't get to know until Friday.
Oh, God. All right. But I hope everyone enjoyed listening today. And we'll see you guys on the next episode.